We continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Vermont back in the NCAA tournament once again. They'll have their opening round game as a 15 seed up against 2-seeded Marquette on Friday at 2:45 p.m. Eastern. And now joining us is the head coach of the team that won the American East. And that, of course, is John Becker. Coach, congratulations going back to the NCAA tournament. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, let me start you off with the American East Player of the Year, Finn Sullivan. How have you seen his game grow, Coach, from last year to this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's improved a lot, and his role's really changed from last year, where he was, his first year after transferring from San Diego and was our point guard and really was just needed to facilitate our offense and really his value last year was on the defensive end, where he would, be put on the best guard on the other team. And so this year that role changed, where he had to be one of our best players and continue to be our point guard and continue to be a great defender. And, as the year went on, we struggled, 2-7 out of the gate and played a really hard non-conference schedule and had added some transfers. So as the year went on, we moved him off the ball, made him gave him more of a scoring role where he really started to thrive. And that was basically all of league play and put up great numbers and was able to consistently give us production, scoring wise. And he's one of the best defenders, guard defenders I've coached, and he continued to be that. So, so his role changed, after being in the program for one, just got more comfortable in the system like you said, he had a great year and was player of the year.
The transferring part of the sport is just so regular these days, just by design. Dylan Penn transferred over, and he was your leading scorer this year. How do you know that it's going to work, Coach, or you just got to kind of go by trial and error?
Yeah, I think you got to be really careful, and you got to, it's like the transfer portal, that process, the transfer recruiting is kind of like speed dating, it happens pretty quickly. And you have to be really careful who you take. And obviously those kids will count as a counter against you if they end up transferring out of your program for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. So we were fortunate and got a couple transfers this year. It really worked out. And mainly Dylan. And the thing with Dylan, Robin Duncan, who's been part of our program for 5 years, and his family's had a family member in our program for the past decade, grew up with him, was childhood friends with him. So he knew him really well. And so there was some comfort knowing, he would be a good fit, just because of Robin being so familiar with our program and with Dylan. So he was really the connector.
Coach John Becker here with us. Vermont going to have their first round of the NCAA tournament coming up on Friday against Marquette. You mentioned it earlier, Coach. You guys were 2-7 to start the year. At one point, you were 8-10. You haven't lost since then. What do you kind of attribute to the turnaround of your group?
Yeah, I think one big thing is that's when we moved Finn off the ball to become more of a scoring guard. And I thought that was a huge development. We moved Dylan Penn onto the ball. He became our on-ball point guard. I think that those changes really helped unlock both players and our team in general. But Robin Duncan has been, our captain, our leader all year long. We had 7 new players come into our program last year, most of who, we expected to contribute and ended up contributing. But just learning the culture, learning the expectation, we had to go through games and go to battle with these guys. And, we played a top 30 non-conference schedule, which was my bad. It's probably too much for such a new group. We wobbled out of the gate here. But as we got to January, it bid through the non-conference, especially this year. I thought it toughened our group up, really opened their eyes. Guys realized how hard it is to win and what we needed to do, or learning what we needed to do to win. And then we made a couple of those role changes there right in the beginning of January. And I think kind of the confluence of all those things, and we only played 2 home games in all of the non-conference. Then we get in the league and we're playing every other game at home. I think I think that also helped us because we logged over 10,000 miles of travel in the first 2 months of the season. So it was good to just kind of get more into a routine.
You've been at Vermont since 06, the head coach since 2011. This is now 7 straight America East regular season titles. When you go through those moments like we're talking about, is there just a confidence that with what you guys have built there and the culture that you brought, that eventually you'll find a way to turn around?
Yeah. We have, you know, when you're in it, you know, you wonder if you can get out of it, but we've obviously have proven we know how to win. And there was a confidence. The nice thing, there was a confidence the players had in us that, we were going to help, you know, we were going to help them, you know, figure this out, so to speak. And, you know, it just helped with, you know, not that buy-in's ever an issue, but guys really bended in to listen and were ready to do whatever we kind of asked. And so, again, I think my staff did an incredible job. And, yeah, we spent a lot of hours in here trying to figure out how to get this thing right. And, you know, we finally, you know, made the right adjustments, and some time passed and guys just got more comfortable. But, yeah, we were confident we'd get this under control.
Coach Sean Becker, I know you always want to keep the focus on the team, but when you had that win up against Bryant this year, that moved you into the number one spot for most wins as a head coach for the Vermont program. Just reflecting back on that, what did that mean to you?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, you know, those things are really hard to do, obviously, and at some point, you know, when you can look back and reflect on some milestones like that, to think that Vermont played, you know, over 100 years of basketball, and to be the guy with the most wins, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, especially, you know, I had kind of a not the most unique path to my position as head coach here, and to reflect on all the people that have helped you, and to do something as monumental as that, you know, I was really proud.
What are you most proud about when it comes to what you guys have built since 2011? But when you just look at the journey, it even goes before that, you being there since 2006.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of the culture we have here. And I know it's a word that everyone throws around, but
So what, you know, is your culture? Because everyone says culture, coach, but describe your culture.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, first of all, it's built on respect. You know, I think there's a mutual respect among everyone in the program. Character is the number, you know, biggest thing. I want to be around people I like and be around good people. And I need to, you know, I need to exhibit those qualities all the time and be that person and be around people like that. I think the way we treat each other, love each other, from the managers all the way up to the head coach, you know, is really, really, I'm really proud of that. And then accountability. I mean, you can't have it without accountability. You've got to be able to, you know, hold guys accountable for things they do, you know, wrong and things they do right. And so, you know, I'm very, particular about that. And, you know, I have this thing where I'm always going to explain the why. I'm never going to hold a kid accountable for something we haven't taught them. And we haven't drilled to give them an opportunity to kind of make it muscle memory. But the things that we're coaching, the things that we're teaching, the things, you know, that we're – and I'm very forthright on what we're doing, why we're doing things, what we're trying to accomplish. Obviously, there's a bunch of different ways to skin a cat when you talk about X's and O's and tactical things you can do. So here's what I think the best way is for us to play. This is why, you know, we're going to guard a ball screen like this and not like this, or whatever it may be, or why closeouts are important, or why, you know, boxing out or getting a high hand to contest, whatever our things are. Let's all agree that this is the best way to do it. And then I'm going to hold you accountable to do it. And, the guys love it. You know, they love to be coached. They love to understand exactly why we're trying to do things. And so, and then the goal is that you become player-led, that the guys like Robin Duncan that have been in the program for 5 years, and Aaron Deloney and Nick Fiorello, who've been around for a long time, they now have been hearing the same things year after year and have given themselves over to it. It's worked. They've won championships. And then they start to be able to hold their teammates accountable and almost say the exact same things that I might say. And so once you kind of get to that point, and you know, like again this year, you're in timeouts, you hear guys, older guys talking to the new players or the younger players and saying the exact same things that I would be saying, that's when you feel really proud, like, oh man, this is like, these guys believe this. They believe what we're telling them. And as a coach, that's a very gratifying thing.
I know it's a question that you probably always get asked, but when you've had the success that you've had and you've been at a place for so long, people always ask you, why haven't you left yet? What's your answer to that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I love my job here. I have a great job. It would take a good job, another job where I had an opportunity to win, but I'm like anyone. Yeah, maybe, you know, we'll see, but it's kind of out of my hands. I can't make people want to hire me or anything like that. And, I'm just super fortunate. I love my job. I love this program. I love what we've built. And, I'm just going to continue to push this thing, the highest that we can do it. And in the transfer portal right now, trying to plan out next year and make sure that we have an opportunity to, repeat as America East champions.
What's your message to your team leading into this one? Because I'm always curious. I know the last 2 years we've seen coach 2 15 seeds beat 2 seeds. And you just always wonder where your kids' confidence are going to be at before a game. I know as a competitor, you always think you're going to win, but how do you get your kids to buy in before Friday?
Well, that's it. I mean, we've been in this game 4 out of the last 6 years and we've been here a bunch, and a lot of guys have played in the NCAA tournament. So, we lost to Arkansas by 4 last year. Yeah. We lost to Florida State by 8 and Purdue by 10. And so we've been, pretty close. And so our expectation is to win. And so what I try to get the guys is, let's keep the distractions down, get the ticket stuff all lined out, with whoever's coming. Get them all the information they need so that we can, as we start to move closer to Friday, just get into our normal routines. And it's exciting around here, and our women's program's also in the NCAA tournament, which is great. So it's a lot of excitement up here in Catamount Country, and a lot of people, our travel party goes from just us to everybody in the department and things like that. So just, we'll do our stuff with them. And then again, as we get into Thursday, and obviously into Friday, let's just try to keep the same routines. And there's comfort in that, And so, we'll just work off that and prepare in the same way and have the same expectation, which is, we're going there to win.
Last thing I'll ask you, it's good to see the success that Shaka Smart's having at Marquette, what he's been able to do there in short order. They're your opponent coming up on Friday. Just what stands out to you about Shaka's team this year?
Yeah, I mean, they're really good offensively. They've really evolved there. And the Tyler Kolick, who is the player of the year in the Big East, is a New England kid. And, we recruited him a lot of it out of high school. So I've seen him play quite a bit and know his family and him. They're a great family. He's a great kid and super proud of what he's done at Marquette. But they're going to offensively really space you out. They're really unselfish. They shoot it well. And so we're obviously going to have our hands full. They're the Big East champions and the Big East tournament champions. So they're really, really good. But, we just have to, and we're working on the game plan right now. So by tomorrow afternoon, we'll start putting in the game plan, whatever that may end up being. But just at first glance here, after a couple games, they're really, really good, especially offensively.
Looking forward to the Vermont Catamounts having battle coming up on Friday up against Marquette. He's the head coach of Vermont, and that is John Becker. Coach, good luck. Thank you.
Thanks.